The U.S. dollar is easing across the board on Monday as markets begin a new week with improved appetite for risk, though the broader backdrop remains supportive after the greenback rallied sharply through June on the back of resilient U.S. economic data and expectations the Federal Reserve will keep policy restrictive for longer. Month-end, quarter-end portfolio rebalancing is also contributing to more subdued dollar price action, with investors reluctant to add meaningful positions ahead of a heavy week of U.S. event risk. Risk sentiment has stabilized after reports that U.S. and Iranian technical teams remain on course to meet in Doha in the coming days, helping to temper fears of a further escalation in Middle East tensions. Oil prices remain around pre-conflict levels despite edging higher on the day, while U.S. equity futures are pointing to stronger Wall Street open, with S&P 500 futures up around 0.9% and NASDAQ futures outperforming as technology shares attempt to rebound from last week's sharp losses. Across the major currencies, the euro is modestly firmer after stronger than expected Spanish inflation data reinforced expectations that underlying price pressures in the eurozone remain sticky. ECB policymaker Kazak also struck a more constructive tone, noting that the probability of a more adverse economic scenarios has fallen significantly, while investors continue to look ahead to this week's ECB forum in Sintra for further guidance on the policy outlook. In the UK, Bank of England chief economist Pill reiterated that monetary policy has not been restrictive enough over recent years. Meanwhile, the yen remains under pressure as the wide US-Japan yield differential continues to weigh, although intervention concerns are helping to cap further gains in dollar-yen near multi-decade highs. Looking ahead, attention now turns to a busy week of macro event risk. Investors will closely monitor remarks from Fed Chair Warsh and other major central bank officials gathering in Sintra, while U.S. data takes center stage with JOLTS job openings, ADP employment, ISM manufacturing and services surveys, and Thursday's closely watched June non-farm payrolls report. Together, these releases should provide fresh guidance on the health of the U.S. economy and whether the Federal Reserve has scope to maintain its higher-for-longer policy stance through the second half of the year. That's all for now.